Right, before I start, let us pray. Lord Jesus, as we open your word today, open our hearts to hear your voice. Speak to us through the calling of your first disciples and stir in us a fresh willingness to follow you, not only with our words, but with our lives. In your name we pray. Amen. So, picture this scene. You're at work, you're going about your normal day. Maybe you're working with your hands, typing at a computer, making a cake, caring for children, stacking shelves, serving customers. It's just an ordinary day. And then someone approaches you, and someone you've heard about, someone extraordinary, and he says to you very clearly and directly, "Come, follow me." That moment is where we find Simon, Andrew, James and John in Mark 1:16-20. They're at work, they are fishermen, and Jesus walks up and changes their lives forever. But this passage is not just about them, it's about us. This is not just their story, it is an example how Jesus calls every one of us into a life of purpose, transformation, and mission. Today we'll walk through these verses slowly and we'll pause to ask some questions and we'll see how this simple call, "Come, follow me," is still being spoken to you and me right now. So as in verse 16, as Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, but they were fishermen. It's a beautiful, ordinary image, a shoreline, a sound of water, the pull of nets. Simon and Andrew weren't in a synagogue. They weren't praying. They weren't seeking out a rabbi. They were at work. And that's the first powerful truth here. Jesus meets us where we are, not where we pretend to be. He doesn't wait for us to have everything together, to be in a religious setting or to say the right prayers. He shows up in our real lives. What is your Sea of Galilee? Where do you spend most of your time? Home, office, shop floor, hospital ward, field or kitchen? Well, that's where Jesus wants to walk in. That's where he wants to meet you. We can often separate our lives into spiritual and everyday, but Jesus doesn't. He steps into our routines and your fatigue, your uncertainty, your daily grind. And in verse 17, Jesus offers this simple yet really radical invitation. He says, "Come, follow me, and I will send you out to fish for people." This is more than an invitation. It's a command, but it's not a harsh one. It's personal, it's gentle, it's powerful. But he doesn't say, "Go clean yourself up and then return." He doesn't say, "Come, follow me and this list of rules." He says, "Follow me, come be with me, walk with me, learn from me." To follow someone is to trust them, to go where they go. It's not a passive belief, it's an active discipleship. And in our world today, there are many voices calling us to follow this career path, follow this influencer, follow this pop star, follow this lifestyle. But Jesus stands amongst them and says something different. "Follow me." He offers not a brand, but a relationship. Not just ideas, but life. He says, "And I will send you out to fish for people." So here's the mission. Jesus is not calling them to come with him, but to go out for him. He redefines their purpose. He takes the skills they already have, their patience, their resilience, their teamwork, and he gives them a new application to reach human hearts. What skills has God already given you? What experiences, even painful ones, might he want you to use to reach others? You see, God doesn't waste anything. When you follow Jesus, your whole life becomes part of the mission. In verse 18, at once they left their nets and followed him. Don't rush past this because, as I said in the kids' talk earlier, they left their nets, their tools, their income, their security, perhaps even their family businesses too, and they did it at once. How different is that from how we often respond? We might say, let's pray about it for a bit. Maybe when I'm less busy. I'll follow you, Jesus, but on my terms. Simon and Andrew challenge us. They show us the call of Jesus deserves a total, immediate response. So what are the nets in your life? What are the things you cling to that may be holding you back from deeper obedience? It might not be money or career. It might be comfort or fear of what others might think of you, or desire to stay in control. Following Jesus always involves leaving something behind. Not because he wants to punish us, but because he wants to set us free. And in verse 19, when he'd gone a little bit further, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat preparing their nets, and without delay he called them. And they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. Now Jesus calls another pair of brothers, and again their response is immediate. But this time we're told a little bit more. They leave their father, their co-workers, their positions in the family business. This adds another layer of costs of following Jesus. Sometimes following Jesus requires us to step out of familiar relationships or expectations. It might mean pursuing God's call when your family doesn't understand. It might mean changing a direction in life, even when it disappoints others. It doesn't always mean cutting ties, but it does mean letting Jesus be first. And notice something else as well. James and John left their father with the hired men. Their family business was probably thriving. They had something to lose. But they chose Jesus over comfort, over wealth, over predictability. What would it look like for you to follow Jesus more fully? Even if it costs you something. A little bit of encouragement here. Following Jesus is costly, but it's never foolish. No one who's ever left something behind for Jesus has ever regretted it in eternity. So what does this mean for us today? This story isn't about four fishermen 2,000 years ago. It's about you and it's about me. Jesus is still walking by. He's still calling people to leave behind their self-centered lives, step into a relationship with him, embrace a mission that reaches others, and to trust him with our future. You don't need to be special. You just need to be available. Simon, Andrew, James, and John weren't scholars or saints when they were called. They were ordinary people, just like me and you, who said yes, and that yes change the world. Ivan sent me an email earlier this week to asking me if I wanted to put some questions on the back of the notice sheet for him. Unfortunately, due to some family things going on, I didn't manage to get round to doing it. But if I had, I've got round to doing it. These would have been the questions that I would have been asking you to think about. Where is Jesus walking in your life today? Not in theory, but right now, where might he be calling you to listen? What nets might you need to drop? What are you holding on to that might be keeping you from full obedience? And how might Jesus be sending you to fish for people? Who in your life needs love, encouragement, or the truth of the gospel? Finally, nearly coming to the end. Jesus doesn't just call you to follow him perfectly, he calls you to follow him faithfully. The disciples would stumble, they would doubt, they would even deny, and Jesus still used them to change the world. If he could use them, he can use you. Say yes, drop your nets, and follow the one who is worthy of your whole life. Amen. Amen.